Highland Hall Waldorf School. It's a wonderful place of academics, creativity, arts, and exploration. And Highland Hall Waldorf School is located in Northridge and is celebrating over 60 years. We're talking about it today because it's so amazing. And also because the Mayfair is coming up on May 6th, and it is hosted by The Sound's Andy Chanley. And we are joined by Lynn Kern, Administrative Director, and then also Sarah Rippard. She is the parent volunteer, but also the chair of the Mayfair. And so you've got a lot on your plate, Sarah. I mean, you've dedicated a lot of time.
I have. Uh-huh. I shall not count the hours because I just love it so much.
Right.
My husband might count the hours, on the other hand, but it is a place that I feel so connected to, and so does my daughter. My daughter never wants to leave the grounds.
She wants to get to school, which is so different than many kids. I mean, that's saying something in and of itself.
Absolutely. In fact, when she's not feeling well, she actually rarely misses school.
She just wants to be there. Anastasia is your daughter's name,
yes,
right?
Yes, Anastasia, yes.
Anastasia. So Lynn, do you want to tell us, you know, being on the administrative side, you probably have your hands full, but the school has been here since 1955, and it's also around the country in different countries, right?
Waldorf Education mm-hmm. was founded in the early 1920s in Europe. Mm-hmm. There are now over 1,600 schools worldwide, almost 200 of them in North America. Highland Hall is the oldest Waldorf school in the Western United States. We were founded, as you said, in mm-hmm. 1955, and enjoy the blessing of an 11-acre campus right. in the middle of the San Fernando Valley in Northridge. We moved there at a time when there was nothing around but empty orange groves and fields. And now, of course, we're surrounded by a beautiful bedroom community of homes and lovely development, and are so very fortunate to have this incredible campus to offer our education.
It's a gorgeous campus, and you have kids from preschool all the way up to high school, right?
We do. We serve that full range. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, we're a destination school. We're not a neighborhood school. So we have students who come to us from West Los Angeles. They come from Glendale. They come from the Santa Clarita Valley mm-hmm. and even from the Simi Valley. So we're a school that parents seem to seek out for their
sure.
children. They're looking for an alternative to some of the less successful educational approaches that we're struggling with in our society these days, and mm-hmm. they seem to find just the right mix at Highland Hall.
Right. Highland Hall is the school, and the teaching method is Waldorf, right? That's how it works.
That's correct.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about, because you combine academics with arts, kind of exploring what you want to do, and that starts when you get there.
It starts from the very uh-huh. beginning, and we're interested, of course, like all good schools, in providing a solid academic education, but we recognize that oftentimes that kind of information becomes a student's own when they can digest that information through artistic expression.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's expressing it in a play, a dramatic production, through music, through art, through creative writing or an mm-hmm. essay, all of those opportunities are available to all of our students. Of course, there's sports and athletics and archery and a number of the other traditional after-school activities as well.
But, and a garden.
And actually mm-hmm. a very large 3 acres of our campus is dedicated to a biodynamic farm and garden. So not only are our students learning farming and gardening, but they're hopefully developing a respect for the earth and for earth's people.
And for animals also. And you have chickens. I wanted to mention that. That's not common. That's got to be so fun for kids. Even the first graders are involved, right?
They love it. They love raising them, gathering the eggs. It's so interesting to them that chickens can have eggs that are blue and peach mm-hmm. and green and boy, they don't look like that in the supermarket.
So. Yeah, they come without the bleaching part of it. So they really learn a lot of things that are organic and about life. And in fact, the school, it's arts and academics, and it's also preparation for life because, you know, you're working with the entire picture.
That's certainly our hope. We're interested in developing the capacities in our graduates so that they feel confident later in life to go out in the world and be able to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so that means developing imagination to conceive of alternatives. They need the ability to work well with others, to either be part of a team or to lead a team. Mm-hmm. Those are different capacities, but both important. They need moral discernment, and they need the gumption, the will, to go out and use their head and their hearts to go make a difference in the world.
And I think that's what's so exciting mm-hmm. about the Waldorf culture and the world that mm-hmm. Rudolf Steiner, who created this incredible pedagogy movement, and it really is what makes my heart sing, is that this is the largest pedagogical movement in the world.
Right.
This mm-hmm. educational movement is thriving and growing. The first thing that my husband and I said to one another when we were even conceiving a child, even though I've been a part of the knowledge of Waldorf way before I even, you know, had our first child, is who is going to be influencing my child's brain? Mm-hmm. Who is going to be influencing her and shaping her thoughts aside from myself and my husband? That was an incredibly important question. It was a foundational question. And when you look at the Waldorf curriculum and how it supports the whole human being, how it really respects the unfolding of the biology of childhood, which unfortunately in our world today, it's incredibly hard on children. It's incredibly hard on parents who are struggling sort of to manage time and manage parenting. And you look at what this curriculum is able to do to work on different parts of the human development. When we found out that Highland Hall was pretty much down the road.
Right, close.
We couldn't uh-huh. believe it. And we sort of thanked the universe, saying, thank you so much for mm-hmm. making it accessible for us. It gives you such a sense of relief as a parent to know that you have extraordinary teachers who are supporting your child's growth when you're not there.
Right.
And in subjects that I'm not an expert in to teach my child.
Yeah. And can we talk about the Mayfair? Because you took that on. Thank you for doing that for the kids. You took on the Mayfair, which is a traditional. It's so nice to see it happening somewhere. It's open to everyone to come to the Mayfair at Highland Hall.
Yes, absolutely. First, I would like to say that there have been many chairs before me throughout the history and standing at Highland Hall who, you know, must be given credit for being able to drive that with the volunteers and with the parent community and involvement from the faculty. And I felt compelled to take this on. I've always been involved in the school events and with the Parent Association Council, which I'm a part of as well. What drives me are the children. It's knowing that we're doing this for them. And part of festivals in the Waldorf tradition, and Steiner, Rudolf Steiner, the founder, talks about this a lot, is how these festivals reawaken and reunite and reaffirm the values and the teachings of the importance of community and being reminded that we are connected in very deep ways with one another as human beings. So these festivals, and each of the seasons has a festival, they has festivals throughout the year. Mayfair is a time when it's, of course, spring. It's mm-hmm. time for renewal and creativity. And so I'm be happy to share some of the events that we have happening, if you like.
Sure. Free admission is wonderful. And so the Mayfair is free admission. And then you'll see The Sounds. Andy Chanley will be there emceeing the day. And what all is happening, Sarah?
Absolutely. So the date, first of all, most important, is uh-huh. Saturday, May 6th. At Highland Hall Waldorf School, and you can visit our website, which is highlandhallwaldorfmayfair.com, to get the details of the Mayfair. It starts at 10 o'clock, so it's from 10 to 4. At 10 o'clock, we'll begin the beautiful Maypole dances, which, if you haven't experienced it, is something that is wonderful to behold. And you see the first 5-6 grades being able to do the Maypole, which is incredibly traditional. And then we open it up to crafts and the Native village, the Native American village that we have coming. We have entertainment, mm-hmm. we have wholesome food, and we really strive to be organic and be in alignment with what we say we believe in and what we teach our children. Mm-hmm. And we'll have entertainment, we're going to have contra dancing, we're going to have arts and crafts. So there's really something for everyone, and we're going to be having games. And would you like to add anything else?
The Mayfair is a lovely celebration. It is family friendly. It is not just for people who are interested in a Waldorf school or a Waldorf education, but for people who want to have a family experience, a taste of spring, an opportunity to be together with like-minded individuals and to enjoy some very traditional celebrations.
Yeah, you've got so many things for them happening that day, too. The petting zoo, there's a petting zoo.
Yeah, well, they'll be able to go have a chat with the chickens.
Okay.
We have a project called the Little Chicken Project. So they'll be able to do that. We also have a cakewalk, which is incredibly popular.
Right.
Where, you know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with cakewalks. We're including even our beautiful lady that you see on our flyer, which I hope people will see when they go to the website. She is embracing humanity. She's embracing our collective spirit, in a sense. She's holding the children, as you'll see at the bottom of the leaflet of the painting, which was done by our amazing 12th grader, Taylor Myers. And she's really saying, come, we welcome you. We welcome all people. We don't turn anyone away. Come as you are.
It's representative of the how the school is and everyone at the school. So you'll get to see really a good representation of what it's like, the environment, in addition to having fun. And then seeing Andy, you know, you can get an autograph from him. Is he, he's leading the Maypole dance. That's what I heard. Or?
Oh, he is. Oh, I didn't know. That's,
maybe he is now.
I think Andy will be doing a fine job hosting from our main stage, and we're looking forward to having him there.
And also, just before we go, Sarah, because you're working on something now, your own TV project, and do you want to tell us a little bit about that and where we can see it?
It's an upcoming show, so we're in the middle of what they call pre-production right now, and it's called Being Mum, Investing in the Future of Humanity. And I think it's incredibly connected to the Waldorf world curriculum, the community, and Highland Hall, because it's really about how are we raising thriving, self-regulating human beings? What are we giving to our children to help them, as Miss Kern was saying, really give them the life tools that will help them? We need integrated human beings on our planet. Our planet's incredibly complex. So this show is really very much in alignment with Waldorf curriculum, the community, the culture, in terms of giving parents resources. So we're excited to be building this platform. And I cannot wait to talk about, of course, Highland Hall, because that's my hub, that's my crib. And being able to really help parents and take this knowledge and this wisdom and this kindness and these peacemaking capacities into the world. So you can go to beingmom.tv. Again, we're in the pre-production phase. It's an upcoming show, so we can't really show anything right now, but we're in the midst of that. But they can get information if they choose to go there.
Okay, and then the Mayfair. Mayfair is coming up May 6th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Andy Chanley will be there from The Sound, from The Morning Show. And thank you for joining us, Sarah and Lynn and Highland Hall. And it's an incredible place. Thank you both for representing it and so well, you know, so
thank
eloquently.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being so gracious. We enjoyed being here.
Yeah. And call me if you have to keep Andy in line, okay?
All right.
That's cute.